The most important decision you will make in your whole life is who you decide to go through life with. That's what Austin told her a long time ago, and she agreed wholeheartedly. Hitching your wagon to the wrong person, one who will drag you down instead of lift you up, meant a lifetime of regret. Last chance gas for 40 miles, said the weather-beaten sign they passed at a conservative 65 miles an hour. Violet glanced over to the fuel gauge from the passenger seat. Just under a quarter full.
We gonna stop?
She asked.
I gotta pee.
One hand on the steering wheel, Austin barely moved his head to shoot her a quick, condescending look. He answered with a grunt.
Good. I'm hungry, too.
Austin kept driving. His left elbow rested on the open window. His skin was turning lobster red all along that side of his torso. The black tank top he wore made it possible to burn all the way to his shoulder. The sunburn was even more noticeable, given the pallid hue of the rest of his body. He was 25, but looked older with his thinning hair and receding hairline, exacerbated by how he wore it, slicked back with a perpetual greasy look, no matter how recently he washed it. Thin-framed glasses, a slight overbite, and ears that stuck out awkwardly from his head like saucers missing their teacups, gave him a vaguely weasel-like look. The gas station crept towards them on the otherwise deserted two-lane North Texas highway.
Dang, I hope they're open, said Violet.
Course they're open. It's the middle of the day.
Austin slowed and pulled to the single line of pumps in front of a squat, yellow building. The red-lettered sign propped up on the roof read, Gas and Liquor. The sedan's battered door groaned open as Austin got out. Dirt and dust, picked up from the long miles, covered the lower half of the car. With his finger, he traced a line through it around to the gas tank.
Make it quick, he said, pulling a credit card from his front pocket.
Violet bounced out of the car.
I know. We got to keep moving.
Her shorts and t-shirt were ill-fitting on her waif-like frame.
All skin and bones,
is what her mother used to call her. That was back when she still had a mother. Her long, light brown hair was parted in the middle and straight, giving her a distinctive 70s look. She considered it retro. A bell attached to the swinging door announced her entrance into the store.
Hello, ma'am,
said the clerk behind the counter.
Hi there.
She frowned at his use of ma'am. At 21 years old, she sure didn't feel like a ma'am.
Where's your bathroom?
Round back. I can get you a key.
Her shoulder sagged.
Shoot. Okay. But I'll grab some grub for the road first.
The choices were limited in the gas and liquor. A couple of packs of jerky, an iced tea, and an impulsive Snickers made up her entire shopping list. Austin watched her through the dirty window as he pumped the gas. She waved and smiled, but he held still, staring with pursed lips like he always did when he thought really hard. Violet's fingers wrapped themselves in her hair. That look on Austin's face made her anxious. He was moody, that was for sure. Maybe even bipolar. But she could usually read those swings ahead of time and subtly head off the effects before he got too bad.
Shoot,
she said again, after the clerk finished ringing her up.
I left the card out there. Be right back.
No prob. Not exactly busy right now.